Ali Mosley from Sky Racing, good morning to you.
Good morning, Middo. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Now, just before we get to tomorrow's racing, what a morning we got at the trials. Gee, some stars coming back. Zaki, Fireburn, others. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I'm about to hop in the car, actually, and head over there because we've got our first day of showcase trials back, which is fantastic. Get to get out there and bug everyone and see what they reckon after they've had a good hit out and ask the trainers. And it's such a good opportunity to grab them there. You sort of get them straight after and you can get an idea of how they've trialled and where they might be heading first up or what their grand final is. So it'll be a great morning.
And Mugger 2 tomorrow returning in race 6. Well, it's still in at this stage at least. What are we expecting? I suppose it's so hard to know considering we haven't seen him at the races for 15 months.
Yeah, well, his last trial at Scone I thought was actually quite impressive. And I think I read Dylan Gibbons has been riding him at home and obviously in his last couple of trials and has been really pleasantly surprised with how well he's ticking along. I know they've sort of tried to resume a couple of times and then we got washed out one day and the tracks have just been bottomless other days. He likes it soft. He doesn't like it heavy, but I don't think we're going to head into the heavy range at this point. We're on a soft 5 and I don't know if we've got too much more rain on the radar. So hopefully we can stick in that soft range and we can see him return, which would sort of be a bit of a fairy tale. It's a credit to the team to have him back at the races after that setback. And it's been a long time.
How do you expect the Rosebud to play out tomorrow, Ali?
Tricky. Yeah. I really liked Best of Bordeaux, and he's actually trialling this morning, so at least I get to go and get some eyes on him because all reports are that he's come back a much bigger boy. He's put on about 50 kilos and sort of furnished. He was a neat type, and I just think he'll be a lot more forward and racy this prep. So a bit disappointing that we don't get to see him in the Rosebud, but he got lumped with 61 kilos, so I can understand their decision. I've sort of gone over it a bit, and the market suggests probably how open it is. I'm leaning away from the favourite Taboo and going for Spacewalk here. I really liked him as a two-year-old. He's a big son of Exosphere, and he's had the 3 trials leading into this. He was running in Stakes Company last prep. He ran 3rd in the kindergarten. He handles the soft conditions, and I just think he could be the class horse here. I'd love to see how he'd come back in his 3-year-old career. He had so much size and substance about him as those Exosphere's can. He's got J-Mac aboard, so that's another tick, although sometimes that does make you a bit worried that can be where the money's coming from. But I'm confident enough to stick with Spacewalk there in the Rosebud, but I'm nervous about the Chestnuts. And as a random sort of fact that makes absolutely no difference because colour makes no difference, the last couple of horses that we've seen win the Rosebud, Paul Ailey and Anders have both been Chestnut colts. So maybe look out for horses like Zuccarino from John O'Shea's stable, who's taken a little bit more time but could be the danger.
Okay, so Ali's tip for our listeners there in the Rosebud. Race 8 tomorrow is number 3, Spacewalk, which is a $5 chance with Tab. Just a couple of texts here for you before we get to your best bet. Ali Mosley is the best segment of the week. Always a winner or two. Love your work, Ali, says the Slavo Eagle. Not a relation, I hope, Ali, is it? How's the Australian Bloodstock horse going top-ranked, Ali? Is it back in work yet?
I've actually not heard, if I'm honest. I can find out. I'm hoping that someone there from Chris Lee's stable might be around to be able to tell us. But I'm not too sure. When you're not in town, when they're a bit further out, you don't get to hear a lot of them. So I'll find out and get back to you.
Good on you, Ali. What is your best bet?
Oh, I found it quite tricky, actually. I like Titanium Power. He's got a big drop in weight. Maps to get his own way. I guess the query with him is whether he has another run in him. He's been up a long time, but as I said, that huge drop in weight will be of benefit to him. I think he's around the $3.50 quote. And then at value, I like one in race 4, Dream Circle, at $8. So hopefully we can get something away there. So Titanium Power and Dream Circle. And then I've got to make mention of the 2 really short price favourites. It's hard to tip a $1.90 favourite or whatever they're into at the moment, Frumos and Shades of Rose in the last. So I want to just make mention of a couple of horses that I think might be an issue for Shades of Rose, and that is the Big Easy and Zarastro. So I think just to look at, if you want to look outside of an even money favourite, the Big Easy and Zarastro might be your bets in last.
Okay, great stuff. Well, Loz has Titanium Power in his multi, along with Lovely Esteem in race 7 to run top 2, those 2 horses. Can you give a push for Lovely Esteem as well?
Yeah, I think she'll bounce back. I think I had her in my black book, actually. I think I might have even tipped her on black bookers this week. She's only narrowly beaten last time out at Rose Hill, and she's got already the two placings this prep, and I think she'll be the improver. So, yep, definitely a tick for her.
There you go, Loz.
Thank you, Ali.
Yeah.
I'll slip you something later.
Ali, thanks so much. We'll catch you on, well, looking after the trials this morning and on Sky Racing tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, team.